And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right. It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Welcome back. And I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We're now about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I bet you're wondering what you'll find if you go to that website. Well, Brian happens to know.
I do know. You'll find that it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association every single week. And that is charts are for the national top 50 for the week ending every single Tuesday. And you can go and find the full list, and we'll bring you selections as we do every single week from the top 20. You can also find charts from usually over 30 contributing stations. They produce their top 30s, and you can find those for all sorts of regions, including many of the stations that air this program, 20 plus syndicates of the show. Thanks so much to all of them for checking out the show, and for you for tuning in wherever you might be. You can also find specialty charts for electronic hip-hop, international, jazz, blues, and loads more, so go check that out. Also, monthly and yearly rundowns, features including interviews, reviews, and loads more. It is your Canadian music hotspot, so go there next time you're on the internet.
Great. Next, set your homepage to it. Do whatever you gotta do to make sure you're checking it out.
You can follow them, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff.
And we have Facebook and Twitter. They can follow us, too. Do it all in one fell swoop. Facebook.com/Earshot20. Our home on Facebook, @Earshot20. Our handle on Twitter, and Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. And those are all great ways to reach out and connect with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. And we will do that in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. In this hour of the program, we are continuing our chat regarding Shivering Songs, the festival happening in Fredericton, New Brunswick, from January 22nd to the 25th, 2015. And of course, you can check that out online. Cedric Noel joins us from the Sentimentals. He joins us on this hour of the program to chat a little bit about his band and the fact that they're playing as well at the show. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and like our contest photo. A chance to win tickets to see Buck 65. It's a great opportunity, and it's a great festival that Brian will be going to, so he'll be checking that out and taking in all the sights and sounds of the festival. And the week after, you come back and you'll have to report back on what it was like. But lots of opportunity for you to see lots of artists, even that we play on the charts. I see that Amelia Kern will be there, and that's going to be an exciting one to take in. Anything that you're most looking forward to, a show that you're most looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, well, that's one of them for sure. She put out a really awesome record in 2014. Owen Pallett should be really fun. I've seen Buck 65 a couple of times. Always puts on a pretty fun, kooky, high energy show, so that should be really cool.
And he looks like a very dapper gentleman.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, super nice guy, super fun. And also, he's going to be leading a panel with some authors, and Shawn Michaels will be there. He most recently won the Giller Prize, which is Canada's biggest literary prize, and that was on his debut record, or his debut book that I'm about a quarter of the way through, so I'll be plowing through that one over the next week. It's
trying to get through it so you can ask some questions.
It's a really interesting novel, sort of like fictionalized version of the story of the real individual who created the theremin. So it's a good book, and obviously it won him a big prize, so should be pretty interesting to hear what they all have to say about that.
And there's a storyteller songwriter event going on Saturday that you can take part of. It's all kinds of fun, mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff going on that entire weekend.
There's
so if you're
one thing that, and Anthony can't make it, but I think this would be your favorite thing if you were, is that on Sunday there's a brunch show.
Oh, so you get to eat and oh yeah, see that's my type of event right there. Brunch. Mm. So if you're in the area, if you're in New Brunswick or able to make it for that show, you can still head over, if you're listening to this live, January 16th, Friday, or any of the rebroadcasts afterwards prior to the festival. You can still get some tickets, and it's a great, great festival. And like I said, Cedric Noel from the Sentimentals will be joining us a little later on to chat about what you can expect when he hits the stage and his band hits the stage during the festival.
And but when does our contest close?
Our contest closes on January 20th at 12 noon.
All right, yeah.
So, Atlantic Standard Time.
So go check that out, and you can go for free.
You could. You could go see Buck 65 and Zeus, and you get to take in that storyteller-songwriter event as well. All kinds of great stuff for you, so check it out. We're going to kick things off, get the charts rolling here, and coming up, like I said, Cedric joins us. We also have Stephen Karlick again with some more music news, and Brian has the lowdown as well. Jam-packed hour of the program.
All right, we're going to start off at number 10, sitting still in that spot from the week before. It's from Run the Jewels. They were on the program a few times and on the charts lots in 2014, not quite making our top 20, but probably one of the biggest American records in 2014 on all kinds of critics' year-end lists, including the top spot on a few, including Pitchfork. And you're going to hear from that. And it's a track featuring Boots called Early, which was also performed on David Letterman, if I'm not mistaken, or at least it was one of the late night shows. Legato Viper's Gangly Dancer is a track you're going to hear from their record LV at number 2, all the way up for number 29. And another big record coming out late in 2014, one that sort of has floated around the charts for a little while and getting tons of buzz about this, the interest in this one. It's Native North America compilation of Aboriginal folk rock and country from 1966 to 1985. It's volume 1 on Light in the Attic, and there's a interesting booklet that comes with that one that you can read as well. And hopefully, as it is entitled volume 1, there'll be more of that to come in the future. You're going to hear a track by Lloyd Chichu from that one called James Bay.
Here's a song called Early. It's Run the Jewels. You're number 10 this week. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Be feeling like the life that I'm living, man, I don't control. Every day I'm in a fight for my soul. Could it be that my medicine's the evidence for pigs to stop and frisk me when they rolling around on patrol and ask why you're here? I just tell them cause it is what it is. I live here and that what it is. He chime, you got a dime. I said, man, I'm trying to smoke and chill. Please don't lock me up in front of my kid and in front of my wife, man. I ain't got a gun and a knife. You do this and you ruin my life. And I apologize if it seems like I got out of line, sir, cause I respect the badge and the gun. And I pray the day ain't the day that you drag me away right in front of my beautiful son. And he still put my hands in, cuz put me in the truck when my woman screamed, said shut up. Witness with the camera on, saw the copper pull a gun and put it on my gorgeous queen. As I peered out the window, I could see my other kinfolk and hear my little boys scream. As he ran toward the copper, begged him not to hurt his mama, cause he had her face down on the ground. And I'd be much too weak to ever speak what I seen, but my life changed with that sound.
That I live a man I don't control, cause every day I'm in a fight for my soul. All hands below, hot seas in a rickety boat. Smoke old so the kid might cope. You want cash or hope, no class, matter of fact, get both. Go without, get turned to ghosts, you know that's the law. Deal done by the shake of claws. It ain't a game or the shit don't pause. When I find you odd, so convinced in the truth of y'all that the true truth's truly gone. And yes, there's a day, anytime a man say there's not, then you know that he lost the plot. What can I say? Truth, one denied or not. Like a true crew ride the cock, fair enough. The way that the beat bump do sound tough. I made it in the dark like Civil War surgery. Woke up in the same air you hopped early. By 12 o'clock the whole earth felt dirty. Street lamps stare when you walk, watch the birdie. The watch you walk to the store, they're recording. Didn't record cop when he shot, no warning. Heard it go pop, might have been 2 blocks. Heard a kid plus pop, watch cop make girl bleed. Go to home, go to sleep, up again early.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
When the sun shines, the birds sing as she walks along the shores, James Bay. When the eagle flies high in the sky over the horizon, along
the show has changed
at number 8, up from number 25 from a compilation. You heard Lloyd Chichu with a track called James Bay. That one's entitled Native North America, Aboriginal Folk, Rock, and Country, 1966 to 1985, Volume 1. At number 9, up from number 29 is Legato Vipers from LV. You heard Gangly Dancer. And you heard Early featuring Boots by Run the Jewels from Run the Jewels 2. It's at number 10, starting off the hour and kicking off that set, sitting in that spot from the week before.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You should check out that website. And we're taking a break again from the charts right now to chat with another artist who is playing the Shivering Songs Festival. And we've been talking about this a lot throughout the program. We do have a contest going on as well. You can check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. Chance to win some tickets to Buck 65. Be a pretty cool show. Also, a really cool show to check out will be the show that features the Sentimentals, and that is happening at the Shivering Songs Festival. Cedric Noel joins us on the program to chat a little bit. He is from the band. And Cedric, thank you for taking the time to chat with us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the Sentimentals and how that all got started for you.
I guess the Sentimentals started about 8-9 months ago. Basically, I was just recording an album by myself and realized that I just kind of wanted to have two guys who ended up being the band, Will and Cam, play on it, and we just started playing together and realized that it just felt more like a band than me sort of ordering people around, so to speak, and we've just slowly been playing shows and just gearing up to start recording in a little bit, but yeah, that's essentially how the band got together.
And your group, you got your spot in the festival in a pretty unique way. You won a slot through the NBME Festival. Tell us a little bit about that and how that all came about.
So the NBME Festival is essentially a festival organized in Fredericton for New Brunswick musicians, emerging musicians. And it's, I think it's in its third, or this was its third year, and it happens every November. And it's essentially just a great opportunity for different artists to get together, and there are a couple workshops that we do that are really great, as well as just a good way to network, a good way to get to know each other, and you know, each night it's two nights, and each night is capped off with performances by the artists that are in that year.
Awesome. And it seems like there's a theme there of supporting local music in the community. And so there's also some importance of an event like Shivering Songs supporting local music as well.
Oh, for sure. I mean, everyone who's involved in Shivering Songs in terms of the organization of it was at one point an emerging artist in Fredericton, or if not in New Brunswick. So they definitely get the importance of involving younger acts, excuse me, into, you know, a bigger festival, even though they're only in their fourth or fifth year, I think, now. You know, they've been able to attract a ridiculous amount of talent to the city. So they really get how important it is for younger acts like ourselves to sort of be able to rub shoulders, so to speak, with people that we look up to or people that we might not even know about, but that are definitely making a career out of music, right?
And so you'll be playing at the Shivering Songs Festival. You'll be at the Capitol Bar. And so what can people expect from your show? What can people expect when they go and check out your band?
Well, we're definitely very high energy. That's one thing. There's a lot of dynamics. We pull from a lot of different influences. Cam, our drummer, definitely is a big, you know, 90s music fan, and so am I. Will and I also sort of share a lot of love for a lot of local musicians from either Nova Scotia or from New Brunswick, such as John McKeel or Shotgun Jimmy. So maybe acts like that, but with maybe a little bit more high energy. But it's definitely a really fun show. We have a lot of fun, and people who are at our shows usually tend to have a lot of fun as well.
CedricNoelMusic.bandcamp.com is where folks can find your music. Couple of singles on there under Count Me and Count You Out. That is a couple of songs that folks will hear you play, and we're going to play one of those tracks on the show as well. But and you made mention to it earlier, you do have plans for putting out an album release as well.
Yeah, I think right now what we have planned, we're going to do a 4-song EP just to get ourselves started, just to get some recordings out, and then we'll be working on a full length. We essentially have the track listings and everything done, but it's just about, you know, getting down to business in that regard. But, you know, putting out a 4-song EP is something I think every band should do at the beginning. Anyway, that's something that we're looking forward to doing in the next couple of weeks, actually.
Very exciting. All right, well, check out Cedric Noel and the Sentimentals at the Shivering Songs Festival. It's happening in Fredericton. If you are in that area, if you're hearing this program after in a rebroadcast spot and you've missed the festival, well, it's just something for you to look forward to for next year, hearing all of this great music. Cedric, thanks very much for taking the time to chat, and best of luck with 2015.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Here is Count Me In, an Earshot Extra spot this week. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
With Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Nobody's noticing all that you're moving.
Earshot 20. Number 6.
I don't want to tell you, I shouldn't have to tell you. I don't want to tell you, I shouldn't have to tell you. I don't want to tell you, I shouldn't have to tell you. I don't want to tell you, I shouldn't have to tell you.
That was July 1st by Moss Lime from the EP of the same name, dropping just one spot to number 6 this week. At number 7 up from number 14 was Hey Rosetta from Second Sight. You heard Kid Gloves, and we heard a track from The Sentimentals after chatting with Cedric from the group, and that one was called Count Me In.
Second hour of the Earshot, 20 more music news to bring you in this hour of the program, and who better to do it than Stephen Karlick, senior editor at Exclaim Magazine. We've got some more news kicking things off right now with an announcement from Purity Ring. They have a new song out as well as an LP.
Yeah, so this has been a crazy week this past week for new album news. The first 2 weeks of 2015 have been just crazy for them, and this one is from Purity Ring. The duo shared a new single called Push Pull late last year, just before the end of 2014, and now they finally announced a proper follow-up to their 2012 album Shrines. The album is called Another Eternity and will feature 10 new songs from the duo. They've shared another new song called Begin Again, which you can hear online at exclaim.ca. The album will come on March 3rd, courtesy of Last Gang in Canada, and 4AD everywhere else. A press release for the album says that with this album, Purity Ring have, quote, traded the claustrophobic atmospheres of Shrines for wide-open expanses of sound. From the brooding anthem Begin Again to the infectious Body Ache and time-suspending Stillness in Woe, the emotional geography of Another Eternity is wider than ever. And you can hear that actually in the two new singles. There's a lot less reverb on Megan James's singing voice, and just it's sort of a more expansive sound, maybe going for a bit of a pop crossover, so it might be a little divisive for fans, but if you do like that kind of music, it's definitely worth giving a listen to. The track listing and the album cover are available online at exclaim.ca, as well as the new single Begin Again and Push Pull.
And I'm sure we will be hearing from them on the charts. They seem to be quite popular in the campus and community radio circuit, so we'll look for them on the charts in the coming months. Chili Gonzalez also has a new album out. This is exciting news for fans of Chili.
Yeah, so he actually released an instructional piano book last year, which is really cool for people sort of in their sort of 20s and onwards who lament the fact that they didn't take piano lessons or that they gave them up when they were younger, which was a cool thing. But now he's back with a proper new album. It's called Chambers, and it's his first since his last solo album, Solo Piano 2. And of course, last year he had Octave Minds, a collaborative album with Boys Noise. As its title suggests, Chambers is all about a modern approach to chamber music. press release for the album explains that it, quote, reimagines romantic era chamber music as today's addictive pop, and adds that, quote, gestures from rap, ambient, easy listening, and the avant-garde coexist, as always, in Chilly Gonzalez's musical universe, this time with strings attached. So really interesting stuff. Unfortunately, no single yet, but if you go to exclaim.ca, there is an album trailer you can watch that sort of has some music and gives a taste of what the new album will be like.
Sounds exciting, and I love the idea that he had that piano book out before. That was kind of a really cool idea, and interesting to kind of engage fans.
He's got interesting ideas, for sure. I mean, he's worked with Feist, Drake, and Daft Punk, who are, I mean, not only huge artists, but very different artists to have worked with. So he's definitely a multi-talented guy.
All right, one more story to get to before we get back to the charts. Actually, no, one more story to get to before we get to your song pick. I never want to skip that because you've always got great song picks, and it always introduces us to some interesting tunes. But we'll get to the story first, and that is that Doldrums have signed to Sub Pop.
Yes, exciting news for Canadian act Doldrums, which is, of course, fronted by Eric Woodhead. The Montreal-based electronic project has previously put out records for Arbutus Records in Montreal, also the home of Grimes and Blue Hawaii. But now he's following up his 2013 debut, Lesser Evil, with The Air-Conditioned Nightmare. And the new full-length is slated to arrive April 7th through, and this is a big deal for Canadian artists, New Home Sub Pop, which is very cool. In a statement about the themes on the new record, Woodhead said, quote, conflict is at the heart of this album. There's a lot of paranoid sentiment and dystopian imagery in there. The threat of a mundane reality ties it together, as does an obsession with plasticity. Songs come from specific feelings or images. Anxiety is my default state. A full track listing for the album, as with previous albums, is available at exclaim.ca, where you will notice we've had a full redesign. So do head over to the site and see what it's looking like now. It no longer looks like 2003. All good stuff happening there. And there is a new single from the Doldrums album called Hotfoot. You can see it at exclaim.ca as well, courtesy of Sub Pop.
Awesome. We love it. We love you guys. And exclaim.ca. Check it out. We will turn it over to you now, Stephen, for your song pick of the week. And as always, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you. This song is undoubtedly my favorite song of 2015 so far. It is a very young year. It is a song called Mr. Noah by Panda Bear. Panda Bear is, of course, Noah Lennox, one member of Animal Collective. He has released a number of stunning solo albums throughout the years, but he has a new one out called Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper. And it's got a strong sort of acid house feel, very psychedelic, very trippy. This single came out earlier in 2014, but you absolutely have to hear it if you haven't. It's called Mr. Noah. You can hear it online at exclaim.ca, and you can hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Yeah. Earshot listeners, Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, our year-end feature with Always on the Cover and all of our Best of 2014 coverage, including Tanya Tagak, 1994 Hip Hop Revival, Poptimism, Disco 2014, Underrated Albums, Metal, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 5.
Yeah. freckles? Where'd you get those freckle stencils? Made them on like freckles. Like freckles. On the deal tip and guaranteed to blow your mind into the secret DIY. Oh, white freckles.
White freckles.
Freckles, where'd you get those freckle stencils? Did you paint them on white freckles? Black freckles, and sit down at the beach, wash your face up with the rag. White freckles are so red. Oh, white freckles.
White freckles.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was White Freckles by Ariel Pink at number 4. He was at number 1 last week with Pom Pom. And before that, you heard from Viet Cong, probably one of the most highly anticipated records of the early part of the year, especially coming out of Canada. You've heard lots about the band from Stephen from Exclaim, and you'll probably be hearing from this one for a while. Maybe it'll be at number 1 next week. Who knows? It debuts at number 5. It's their self-titled record for Flemish Eye, and you heard Unconscious Melody. And also before that, you heard Stephen's pick, which was another big 2015 record, probably the first of many, many more that will come out this year. This one is from Panda Bear from Animal Collective, and I believe this is the first single from that record. It's called Mr. Noah.
Yeah, and we chatted a little bit about that over the last couple hours and in the music news, talking about all of the new albums that are coming out that have been talked about or are slated to be released, and all those announcements that have come out just at the very early beginning of 2015. Lots of great music is on the way for you to check out, both Canadian and outside of Canada as well. So keep listening for more updates on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see maybe Panda Bear on the charts possibly in the next week or two. And we also, the new, I don't know about elsewhere, probably other stations, but the new Bell and Sebastian record arrived here this week, and also new records from Sleater-Kinney. And then, of course, there's that's just non-Canadian music. All kinds of fine, new, and independent Canadian music will be coming out in the next year. So can't wait to bring it all to you on the program.
Yeah, as long as it makes it on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to make it.
Yeah.
That's a challenge to every Canadian musician out there. That's a challenge. All right. We're going to take one more break from the charts really quick, bring you a segment, just chat about some of the albums that are charting below the top 20. Of course, we don't have time to do the countdown of the whole national top 50, but we give you an insight as to what is charting below the top 20 and could make it up into our countdown in the coming weeks. And we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
5 debuts this week below the top 20. Just want to kick it off at the first here, mentioning that at the very bottom of the list, just making the top 50, is Tandy Gak's Animism. Really awesome record, probably getting loads of acclaim in 2014 towards the end of the year, and also receiving the Player's Prize. So if you haven't checked that one out, we played it on the program quite a bit, but you should make sure that you make a copy part of your collection. And kicking off the lowdown at number 48 is Transmissions 2014, a special compilation from our friends at UMFM 101.5 in Winnipeg, who air the program at 7 a.m. on Friday. So hello to you if you're listening in Winnipeg right now. This year's collection was available by contributing to their Pledgerama and features 17 Winnipeg artists recorded in their live studio. Following that, number 45 is the latest EP from Vancouver's John Welsh, which blends elements of folk rock and reggae and is entitled On the Rogue. The Humors of Auto Rickshaw is the fourth album from Toronto-based Juno-nominated world fusion group Auto Rickshaw, and it debuts at number 42. At number 39, Secretly Canadian reissues Jason Molina's sixth album as Songs Ohio. It's 2002's Didn't It Rain, which comes packed with unreleased demos in this deluxe treatment. And closing out the brief lowdown, number 36 is a new second album from Montreal improvisational trio Subtle Lip Can, entitled Reflective Drime.
Thanks for that, Brian. All right, we're going to continue the countdown and finish it out right now. Starting with number 3, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in that spot.
Number 3 sits still. It's Ryan Hemsworth alone for the first time in a track called Snow Dark. And we have a brand new number 1 this week, so don't go anywhere.
Thank you. days, every single time that I close my eyes, that I say your name. When time flies by, it goes 1 minute, minute, 2 minutes, then it's 3 weeks later and I'm still not home. Back at the club, trying to call your phone. It's middle of the night before I get back home. To a hotel room where you're a million miles away. Each night, and I'll follow you. I follow you home. Well, then the day cuts through the second story window in my hotel room. And I'm in a haze and a lonely dread. Need to get a cup of coffee, get the fuck out of my head and drown. Yeah, singing, still singing to myself though. Cross state lines, going where the wind blows. But I'm living in a dream world, acting like you're here, but you're a million miles away.
Since you left me
the Earshot 20.
It's our new number one this week. It's TV on the Radio with their latest called Seeds, up from number four, and a track called Happy Idiot. From Caribou, Sitting Still, number two. From Our Love, Julia Brightly, also the second most played record of 2014. And number three, Sitting Still, Ryan Hemsworth. From Alone for the First Time, you heard Snow in Newark.
And that does it for our countdown. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we do this every week. Countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It airs Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You can also download the program from radio4all.net or podcast us through iTunes, but no matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in, and join us next week. We have a brand new countdown, all kinds of interviews, and loads more. We'll catch you then. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.